Dreamscape presents The Monsters We Make, a novel by Collie White, narrated by Mia Baron. For my children, Drake, Seth, and Gowrie, my best stories. So now, the national media, the television networks, and the national press are fascinated with an unlikely tale. Terror in Des Moines, of all places. We are on display, each one of us bit players in a drama that examines what's wrong in a place that's supposed to be so right. James P. Gannon, editor, The Des Moines Register, August 15th, 1984. Sunday, July 18th, 1982. It started with a boy and a wagon. He left his spacious white brick home shortly before sunrise, in darkness. A humid Iowa morning, dewdrops clung to blades of grass, condensation ran down window panes in watery rivulets. The manicured West Des Moines neighborhood was still drowsy, quiet. He towed an empty red radio flyer wagon with his faithful corgi, Lucy, trotting alongside him. He walked at an easy pace, occasionally passing through the pale yellow circles of dimming streetlights. Sleepiness tugged at his eyelids. Shortly before 6 a.m., he reached the corner where he waited for his newspaper bundles to be dropped off. He was only 12 years old, but took his paper route seriously. In a sales contest the year before, he'd finished second and won the red wagon. This year, he wanted the grand prize. An 8-track tape player. Within a few minutes, the delivery van arrived, and the driver unloaded the boy's bundles of the Des Moines Register. The van pulled away, and the boy started rolling and binding the papers with rubber bands. As he worked, a dark blue car stopped at the corner, a man asking how to get to the mall. Strange, the boy thought, because the mall wouldn't open for several hours. But he did his best to give directions. "It's that way," he pointed, "on Valley West Drive." The exchange lasted mere minutes, and the man in the blue car left. The boy returned to his task and finished rolling. He set out on his route, pulling his now full wagon, Lucy at his side. Streetlights sputtered out against the rising sun. A car door slammed. An engine revved. Lucy barked for a few moments, then stopped. The neighborhood returned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?